Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a weekly podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves. Presented by Belco Credit Union. Visit www.belco.org/authors.asp to learn more about how Belco can help you. My name is Darren Fode, and this Best of Authors on Tour podcast was recorded live at the Tattered Cover Bookstore, one of the premier independent bookstores in the nation, with three locations in the Metro Denver area. You can visit www.authorsontourlive.com for a complete list of upcoming podcasts. Wait a minute, it's time to begin.
All right, class, chapter 23, the big one. Ed had no idea how long his eyes remained closed. The backs of his eyelids were like a pair of monitor screens flashing a never-ending array of patterns and colors. The continuously shifting visual field within his head was Ed's favorite part about hallucinogens. He could marvel contentedly for what seemed like hours with his eyes closed. Donnie had ceased talking long enough for Ed's mind to let go a bit and lead him through some interesting mindscapes. The sound of voices interrupted his contentment and caused him to lift his eyelids once again. He stared blankly at his two fishing comrades as his eyes adjusted to the light. Earl was sitting, arms crossed, watching the pole tips like a diligent sentinel. Donnie had reclined back in his chair, holding a beer on top of his belly. Ed scanned the horizon. The sky was vivid with an orange tint. He watched the other boats off in the distance and could hear the sound of the water gently lapping against the side of the boat. Though he was impressed again by the vastness of this part of the bay and intrigued by the smooth, mirror-like appearance of the water, Ed still preferred the psychedelic light show his brain was hosting in his head. Just as he began to shut his eyes, he heard the voices again, this time calling out in unison. "Ed! Oh, Ed!" the voices called. Ed's eyes shot open. He looked around the boat for the sound's origin. "Ed! Hey, Eddie boy!" the voices called again. The sound was clear but high in pitch. He followed it, scanning the floorboards around his feet. "Ed! Hey, Ed!" they called. "In here, Ed!" The sound seemed to be coming from the bait bucket. Bewildered, Ed peered in. "Hey, Eddie! There you go! Yeah, down here!" Ed smiled curiously at the sight of the shrimp calling up from him from the bottom of the bait bucket. "What's up, buddy boy?" yelled out a shrimp. "Yeah, Eddie, what's going on?" piped in another, followed by a chorus of greetings from the lot. "Howdy, hey, hey, ahoy there!" A grin beamed across Ed's face. He thought to himself, "What the hell's going on here?" "Not much," the shrimp responded in garbled unison. "You can hear my thoughts?" Ed wondered. "Of course, Ed," replied one of the shrimp. "What are you doing, Ed?" asked another. "Just hanging out." "No, Ed, what are you doing?"
I'm drinking a beer, kicking back, spending some time with my bro."
"No, Ed, he means what are you doing out here?"
Ed pondered the question before responding. "We're trying to catch a fish."
"Precisely," they answered in staggered chorus. "You're here for him, aren't you?" asked one of the shrimp.
"Him?" replied Ed, a bit perplexed.
"Yes, him," insisted another one of the shrimp, followed by yet another explaining ominously, "the big one."
"We're always after the big one," Ed chuckled.
"But he's the biggest, yes, of them all. He is the biggest, and he is here," proclaimed one more. Ed laughed. "You laugh."
Ed stifled his laughter and tried his best to be serious. "Sorry."
"He is here," another voice rang from the bucket.
"How do you know?"
"Know what?"
"Know that he's here, that he's the biggest," posed Ed. The shrimp responded.
"I feel him. We feel him. He is here. He is the biggest. The biggest," the entire bucket announced in unison.
Ed smiled. "Wow."
"Yes, wow. He is the one your father always dreamed of," said one shrimp. "He's the one your brother would kill for," echoed another. "And he is here," proclaimed yet another. "He is here. He is here. He is here. He is here," chanted all the small shrimp voices in unison.
Suddenly, there was a loud shrill. It jolted Ed, and he looked around frantically for the source of this wretched noise.
"What the fuck?" he asked out loud.
"Turn off your watch, dipshit," Donnie demanded,
as he and Earl gazed at each other in amused confusion. Looking to his watch, Ed muttered,
"Oh, wow." "Goddamn, boy, what the hell did you smoke?" asked Donnie with a chuckle.
"I must have been spacing out," said Ed, reaching down to turn off his watch. Earl and Don looked at each other again, smiling and shaking their heads.
"Hey, Ed, you really think I'm such a dipshit?" asked Donnie as Ed reached in the cooler for another beer.
"Yes, Donnie, yes, I do."
Because you think I'm a racist. Come on, you two, Earl pleaded. Can't we just catch a damn fish? That's what we've been trying to do, Earl, but we got the wrong bait and we're in the wrong spot.
No, we're in the right spot, insisted Ed as he sat back in his chair. This is where the big one is. He slurped his beer and then added, the biggest. Earl beamed at Ed and patted him on the back. Right on, bro. Donnie stood up to reel in his line, commenting sarcastically, Whoo, Dougie.
Look at you guys. That's sweet as hell. A little brotherly bonding going on here. Man, I need me a tissue. I think I feel a tear or two getting ready to spring.
Earl grabbed Ed from the back of the neck and patted him hard on the chest.
That's right. Don't fuck around. This is my baby bro here.
I got your back, bro, responded Ed, chuckling with his brother.
Damn, that truly is sweet to see you boys a-hugging and a-fondling on each other like that. I'll turn my back if you guys want a French kiss or something.
Donnie turned to check his bait. Ed and Earl continued laughing, clearly enjoying the moment. Seeing that his hooks were bare, Donnie reached into the bait bucket and scooped out a handful of grass shrimp, dropping them onto the engine cover. He grabbed one as they flipped about. Ed watched while Don threaded a shrimp on his hook, hearing a slight squeal. He looked at the other shrimp on the engine cover, focusing on a particularly large specimen.
Hey, Ed, said the large shrimp. The voice was deeper than the others, with a hint of gravel in its tone.
Hey, responded Ed.
Looks like it's about my time.
Donnie reached in, grabbed another shrimp right next to the one with whom Ed was conversing. You worried?
Nah, I've had a good life. We all gotta go sometime.
Yeah, I suppose so, reflected Ed. Both Ed and the large shrimp heard the squeal of the one that Donnie was currently skewering. Kind of a fucked up way to go, though, observed Ed. After a slow, deep laugh, the large shrimp pontificated.
Not many other ways for a guy like me. You know how that whole food chain thing is, your whole life always looking out over your shoulder for something to come and gobble you down?
Bummer, mused Ed. Don reached down and grabbed another shrimp.
Yeah, you know, it's actually better this way. When we're all out in the big water, we'd be hanging out, a bunch of us schooled up. Then someone would holler and we'd scramble one way. Then a bit later, someone else would holler and we'd scramble another way. Shit, it was nerve-wracking as hell.
I'll bet, Ed chuckled.
You got it made, boy. Worst thing that could happen to you is you might get hit by a train or catch on fire or something. You might even get lucky and die in your bed when you're old. Guys like me don't get very old. Hell, look around. You see many fellas bigger than me here? Not likely.
You know, I could flip you overboard and set you free if you like.
Well, that's damn kind of you. Probably the kindest thing I've ever come across, and I thank you for that. I truly do.
The shrimp paused, then continued.
Nah, I'm tired. No more looking over the shoulder. It's my time. I'm good with that.
Donnie's fingers wrapped around the large shrimp's body.
Here I go, announced the large shrimp as he was lifted off the engine cover. Take care now, Ed.
Good luck, said Ed. He looked off at the horizon. The colors of the sky were amazing. He watched the water reflect the vivid imagery of the sky above. Then he heard a faint squeal, a bit deeper in tone than the previous ones. Ta-da!
That's all for this Best of Authors on Tour podcast. I'm Darren Fode, and this podcast was recorded live at the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver, Colorado. Authors on Tour Live has been presented by Belco Credit Union. Belco has been serving members' financial needs since 1936. Visit www.belco.org/authors.asp to learn more about how Belco can help you. Stay pod-tuned in the coming weeks for many more authors as we podcast Authors on Tour.